Every culture honors the dead in some way. In fact, some of the most beautiful things in the world were made as final resting places. Think of the Egyptian pyramids, the Taj Mahal, and you can add to that list the fantasy coffins of Ghana. They're ornately carved coffins in the shape of animals, birds, boats, cars. They often symbolize what the deceased did for a living, and so a fisherman might be buried in a giant fish-shaped coffin. Erica Jetty Annan is Ghana's leading fantasy coffin artist, and he stopped by our studios recently to tell us a little bit about his art.
So we live along the coast, and we have a lot of fishermen and then the women who sell the fish. Depending on the kind of fish you are fond of catching, that is the kind of fish we are to make for you. So let's say they come to the shop, they will definitely see the redfish, which is commonly found along the coast. And then from there, I tried to build something like that, and they were very happy with it. And then we also have the aspect of the eagle, which is a symbol of strength. That is for a chief. If you are not a chief, you could never be buried in it. And if you are going to be buried in an eagle, there is a way they can carry you. So a normal person like me could be carried only on the shoulders to go around town and not to certain places. But if it is a chief, they could carry him on top of their head and then run around town just to display the coffin for people to see how fancy the coffin is. When you go to a funeral where they are using just the normal coffin, they usually put it in the hearse and then it goes very quietly to the cemetery. But if it is a designed coffin in the shape of a fish, you know the fishermen, they are there to kind of jubilate and celebrate you. So they carry you on top of their shoulders around town, jumping, singing, drumming. We feel giving a deceased a befitting burial makes him give back to society. Even though he's dead, we believe he's still together with us. So by burying him with something like that and people all around the world getting to know what he was doing makes him feel much more happy.
Erica Jetty Annan is a coffin maker from Ghana, and you can see some of his extraordinary coffins on our website at ttbook.org/death.